USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Israel is at war with Hamas militants after a surprise attack near the Gaza Strip. The militant group claims they've been taking hostages, including Israeli soldiers. The military has launched airstrikes and is clashing with gunmen at the border. Israeli media reported that at least 100 people so far have been killed in the wide-ranging assault, while Gaza health officials say that 198 Palestinians have died in Israeli air attacks made in response to the Hamas attack. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, which surpassed economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed office. The unemployment rate has consistently held below 4%. Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fannie Willis says she's been getting threats. Willis said Friday the threats began when her office indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others for allegedly interfering with the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis told the Fulton County Board of Commissioners that threats come in the mail, over the phone, and even through text messages. She's also asking the commission for more power when it comes to vetting and hiring her own staff. Amazon is cracking down on employee badge swipes into office buildings. In an internal memo obtained by the Puget Sound Business Journal, the company notified employees that it can now produce employee-level badge reports. The company is closely monitoring employee movement to see who complies with the mandatory 3 days in-office policy. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
He's not heading back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
A reward is now being offered for information leading to the apprehension of the suspects involved in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Richard Worley has announced a reward of $9,000. According to Worley, ballistics evidence suggests that two shooters fired on Tuesday night as a homecoming week celebration was concluding. Among the five young people wounded, four have been discharged from the hospital, while the fifth is in stable condition. Jailed Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize. Mohammadi, age 51, was awarded the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran. She's currently serving a multi-year prison sentence in Iran's capital of Tehran for various charges, including propaganda against the state. Mohammadi has been arrested by Iranian authorities 13 times and sentenced to a total of 31 years and 154 lashes, according to the Norwegian Nobel Committee. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.